Well, over the past couple of weeks, several weeks actually, here on the radio station and in the Lakeville Journal, there's been articles and conversations back and forth and letters about a causeway which is on Twin Lakes, the causeway that has a protective easement. I was referred to Dick Paddock. I got a note from somebody that said, you know what, to talk a little bit about Twin Lakes, the history of the lake and the causeway, Dick Paddock would be a great guy to talk to. So guess what, folks? We have Dick on the line right now. Dick, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. It's nice to join you.
You know, it's interesting. I've grown up around here. I moved away, but I've spent plenty of time Twin Lakes and have seen it since the time I lived here back in the, when I was, you know, in the 70s when I went to high school here and everything, moved away and then came back. Even in that time, I came back here in the, I'll say, early 90s. There was a difference in what Twin Lakes, it was starting to change. And now Twin Lakes is not really, doesn't look like it used to look back when I lived here. And now with the causeway coming into the news, I guess I should ask a few questions let's start with the history of that causeway at Twin Lakes for people that aren't aware about the history that's behind that causeway.
That causeway dates back to 1871. It was built between 1869 and 1871. And it wasn't originally a causeway at all. It was a wooden trestle. In fact, there were two of them on Twin Lakes, the one that's there now and the subject of all these discussions, and there was a second one a little bit east of that that went through a swampy area on the south side of the lake. But it did not start out as a causeway. It was a wooden trestle. And later on, the railroad chose to fill it in because wooden trestles need a lot of maintenance. And to reduce the cost of the maintenance, they just filled in over the top of the trestle. So buried in the inside the current causeway are the remains of that trestle.
Now, would that make that causeway over the years itself disintegrate and go away, or would it remain there? I mean, you know, the town of Sharon was fixing one of its roads years ago, and they found about 8 or 10 feet deep the wooden bridges they used to put the planks down there to get through swamps and stuff like that. Is this something similar like that?
Yeah, they've uncovered this elsewhere where railroad structures have been dismantled. It was common practice for them to fill in over trestles. The interesting thing is that the wood just disappears above the water level. You would think that wet wood would disintegrate quickly, but in fact, quite the opposite is true. And if you were to dig into that trestle, you probably won't, or into the causeway, you probably wouldn't find any trestle until you got down to the point where the wood was still wet. And at that point, it's very well preserved. So oddly enough, wet wood lasts a long time as long as it never dries out. Indeed, in about 1970, a portion of that causeway was removed. And that's precisely what they discovered, is when they got down to the water line, there were pilings sticking up out of the bottom of the lake that had to be pulled out and removed. And I remember seeing one of those, and the very bottom of that plank looked practically brand new. I mean, it had been in the water since probably 1870, and it was in pretty good shape.
So now, in your opinion, I don't know if you've got a scientific background or not, but in your opinion, from what you've seen over the years, and especially from what you've seen in the history, does that now causeway interfere with the flow of the lake in any way?
It probably affects it to some extent, but you're quite right. I don't have the background to comment on it and really effectively, but originally, when the entire causeway was still present, there was only that little small bridge there that allowed connection between the lakes. And remember, too, that Twin Lakes is not subject to natural flow. The outlet of the lake is controlled with two gate valves. So if the valves are closed, there's virtually no flow. There's a minimum amount of flow in order to support the brook downstream from the lakes, and that was required from the time the dam was built. It was never the case that there was no flow at all through there, but it's quite small, and you've got a second bottleneck at the north end of the West Lake, where it goes through a narrow opening down toward the dam. So the flow is really gated elsewhere in the lake. And there's two points where the flow is affected, at the outlet with the gate valves and the entrance to the channel where I live, which is a narrow opening through the rock ledge at the north end of the West Lake. So making the opening bigger than it already is out there, from my point of view, it's hard to understand how that would affect the flow very much. Also because the south end of that lake over near the causeway is quite shallow and has a lot of swampy areas in it. So it's not open and it's not deep. But I imagine it would affect the flow to some extent.
Now, let's talk about the history of the causeway after Mary Alice, there was a, at the end of that, a building was like a bird sanctuary watch was put there?
It was a gazebo. Okay. It was an eight-sided structure. It was built on top of the railroad bridge. There was a small bridge there, which made with steel girders and concrete abutments, and it made a very nice foundation for a small structure. And she built a gazebo out there, and I guess that was used for, bird watching and stuff. And there's a lot of habitat to the south of the causeway in there, in that wetland. So I'm sure there's plenty of birds to find out there. There is an absolutely stunning view north from the end of the causeway of the lake and then Mount Everett in the distance. It's a really nice spot.
So now that I'm going to say Causeway Bridge does have a pretty significant history in our area regarding train travel, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole causeway was part of the Connecticut Western Railroad, which later became the Central New England Railroad, and it was a major east-west link for some time. In fact, at one point, it was the major connection between Washington, D.C. and Boston. It didn't last very long because, as a major connection like that, because it was a pretty crooked railroad. It was the long way around to get to Boston. But for a few years, all the train traffic from Washington, D.C. to Boston was passing across that causeway.
So it does have some significant history. What is your feeling about the causeway as it sits now and potentially into the future? Is it a part of Twin Lakes in your opinion that should be kept as history? I know there's an easement on it with the Nature Conservancy, but as someone who lives on the lake and knows the history of the lake.
Well, the railroad's not coming back. And that's not a significant monument to the railroad. So in that sense, in my opinion, it doesn't matter much whether it's there or not there. But it's a beautiful spot. You can argue that it's certainly not the original configuration of the lake. That's absolutely so. It's kind of part of the lake now. In my view, it does not impose any major environmental restrictions on the lake. And I always had hoped that it would become kind of a walkway for bird watchers and other folks to just go out and enjoy the view, maybe have a picnic out there, because it's really not adjacent to any other property. It's just out in the lake. So from my point of view, it would be fine to just pretty much leave it the way it is. I wouldn't want to see anything developed on it. No buildings or anything like that, but just leave it there as a feature, fine. It wouldn't bother me at all.
Well, you see, this is great. I wanted to get a little bit more background from it and the historical background of the bridge that used to go across there and which became a causeway when they filled it in, with everything that's going on back and forth in town with the landowner, who seems to have a lot of information and has spent a lot of money getting that information, But I guess the Nature Conservancy is the group that really makes the decision on that easement, is it not?
I have no knowledge of that. I don't know the nature of the easement. And I would hope that someone would at least make available the information. The current owner probably did his homework and can give us some insight into what the pros and cons of removing that are. It would be nice to hear that.
You know, maybe we were at the radio station, you know, under this pandemic, you can't have any public meetings, but maybe we'll try to put together some sort of Zoom meeting where he can explain exactly what his plans are and what he's done.
Sure.
And other people who want to question can question and ask questions of all the experts that he's contacted. Well, Dick, you've done exactly what I wanted you to do. You gave me a base to operate on to now go forward, because we're still getting a lot of calls and emails on the causeway, and you've given me some information that I can now respond more coherently. Well, I want you to have a happy holiday, and thanks for accepting my call. And you and your family have a happy holiday.
Yeah,
okay?
My best wishes to you and yours too, Marshall.